Okay, let's look at the book of Deuteronomy now, and that's something that we need to bear in mind, okay? How we're going to read the Lord's Word and how to apply. Well, let's pray together. Now, Father, we pray that you will help us to understand what it means for us to read your Word with meaning, with understanding, with the desire to see how we can learn vital lessons from all these things. And we pray that you would bless us. Open our understanding further, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, now but let's take a look at Deuteronomy. Just go back a little bit. Bear this in mind. Although a lot of the lessons can be applied personally, remember, the thrust of Deuteronomy is national. So nobody keep tabernacles on your own. No, nobody have a Passover. I have my own pastor. You have your own Passover. It doesn't work. Right? So you mustn't think I have my own personal slave for this and that. It doesn't work. It's really a national effort. Remember, they're settling in the land. And the land cannot be made of one address. It's got to be all the 12 tribes. And so the whole idea of a national understanding and concept will have to be borne in mind very, very much. So this whole idea of the Passover, the idea of the Pentecost, and so on and so forth must be understood very, very, very carefully, including tabernacles. So when the Lord rescued and delivered Israel, it is a nation. It's not one individual. Otherwise, we are a million individual plans. No, there's only one. And that is where we all understand and how to fit in. I think this is important. Now, how are we going to apply this today? Now, there are churches who do this today. The particular church that does this is St. Andrew's Cathedral. They actually have the Feast of Tabernacles. They celebrate once in a year. You see, because they think this is the next event will be this tabernacles. Because, you know, the Passover, and then the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit coming, and then and what about all the others? Right? So this is something, remember, this is, we're learning lessons about Israel. From Israel. Right? There are things that you need to extract, and you need to bear this in mind rather than to look at it. This is important. So if we're going to follow everything now, it's going to be a long time. 7 days, wow, off. Then there's another 7 days, off. Right? Then you add up all the holidays. It's quite a number of off days, you know. Right? So that is going to be why. Oh, wonderful. But you must understand, you have to trust the Lord for a lot of these things here. So it's not a straightforward thing in any way. Right? So the Passover that is there, and then the Pentecost is there, and now we come to the whole idea of it all, the Feast of Tabernacles. And let's try to understand what this is all about. Okay, so all the things that we are going to look at, we need to look at it very, very carefully. Okay, just to look at it. On the eighth day, eighth with the H there, one of those typos that will come up. Spell checks don't always help. Okay, well, let's take a look at it very carefully and we'll try to understand what this is. Why cannot it be one day? Why don't we just one? Why we need 7 days? That's a lot of effort, you know, to put up a house. You might as well enjoy the house. That's one. You never know what it is to actually live. If you only there one day, nothing. Wait until you be in the place there 7 days, aches and pains. Don't have comfortable mattress, don't have comfortable home, you suffer a little bit, then you appreciate these things here. You won't get it. that same, not the same experience, it was only one off. That it's not going to happen. So it's going to be quite a different thing. You know. So you shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. Right? So there we have another 7-day approach. Okay? Now, things that you can celebrate. Can we celebrate anniversary 7 days? You wish. You know, it's different. It's a different thing entirely. Right? So you're American, you get Thanksgiving 1 day, can. But 7 days, cannot. The only country that celebrates so many religious feast days is actually Sri Lanka. It is the world's largest number of public holidays whole year through. Every month there is some other thing or other off. 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 If they're not supported by countries like US on things like that, that country will just collapse. I mean, you can't. So this is going to be a tremendous exercise of faith on the part of everybody. It really will be a tremendous exercise of faith on the part of everybody to actually keep a feast like this. Okay, so this is how it's going to be done. So let's take a look very carefully and what skills that you shall observe the Feast of Tabernacles when you gather from your threshing floor and from your wine press, and this is how it works. So the whole idea of it all is to build little lean-tos, little simple structures. Right? You better know how to build a structure because it might collapse on you the night when you are sleeping. Okay, then what do you do? Half the night you'll be fighting, the things which are falling, the beams are falling, the things are falling. You can't. So although this is not mentioned, you've got to understand, construction will take some days. I mean, how fast can you build a house? Right? But you're not supposed to. Very hard. I don't like the sun. I don't like the. No. You're supposed to experience it. Right? Our experience for camping, all air conditioned, mattress, so nice, all the food. There, 1 week also not enough. Because everything planned for you. It's really quite different. So that's why we have a look at it, our conferences, number of days that we must have. Can we have 1 or 2 days? If a short retreat, yes. You want to deep lessons, you can't, because it will take time to go through all the different aspects. Please understand, this is national thing. When you plan something on a national scale, it's not the same, you know. Suddenly, you run short of this, run short of that, run short of this. Where are you going to get all the wood from? Where are you going to get all the roofing from? Where are you going to get a building material from? It's not easy. So we mustn't think, we often read it and say, you don't understand the engineering skills that are needed to construct a house. You know how to construct a house? Yeah, big or lean-to. You sell those things here, but you don't know how to construct. Not the same. It must be. Also, I'm sung. I don't know how many people. Uncle Yitzhan probably can build his own house. He'll be the only person who can build his house, and then the family will be quite happy there. Those of us will just, too much sun, too much rain. It's got to be for the whole family, you know. So the more children you have, the worse it is, you know. You get up, but need to, never mind. It's not meant to. It's meant to be a proper. How are you going to set up a tent? Some people set up a tent and then step in, tune collapsed. I don't know whether you ever set up a tent. Have you ever set up a tent for the pegs which are there in a house, whatever, rooftop kind of tents here? It's not as easy as you think. Suddenly a gust of wind, the whole thing goes. So what do you do? Right? Now, some of those things here, some people say, wow, there's a puddle of water here. Go and poke it. The moment you walk in, that's where the thing will start dripping on you. You cannot poke it. What do we do with it? What if it collapses on me? Tough luck, but that's what it is. So we really have got lots of lessons. How do you even construct it? That is the first challenge. So all the fun is in, well, let me construct it, you know, which is the best house you... There is no best house kind of thing. In Australia, they still do it. Which is the best decorated house in at Christmas time? So they go around looking around. This one got this, some pictures. Some people got some reindeer. Some people got flowers. Some part of rural America, the same. They actually have, you know, campaigns to go and do these things like that. Hey, listen, this is what we're looking at. And that is something to interesting. So, but it's important. This is national. Or some houses have, some houses don't. Nope. It's everybody's effort. National. The whole organization of it is going to... There are some places they can't. Help has to be offered. Okay, we're going to help you set up this one here. Right? In America, there is an organization where go and build or help people to build a home. All right? So the Katrina crisis over at New Orleans, same thing, they build a home. So they actually go down there, clear rubbish, take these things here, set it up, and then later on, set it down. A lot of work, physical, manual thing here. But if you don't work for it, it doesn't taste as good. It's only when you look at it and say, wow, this is good. Actually, it's not. You labored for it. It really tastes good because even if it's half cooked, also good because you labored hard for it. So this is all part of the whole process. I hope you understand this. So this becomes a real big national effort. Okay? So this is important. Observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. Okay? Now this is absolutely to remember. So they were there. And the threshing floor from your wine press. Right? So this is quite a challenge, you know, to look at. Everybody's going to contribute something. There's going to be, this is absolute tabernacles. In America, sometimes at harvest time, they call it cornucopia. And, you know, there is your thing here. And during harvest time, you know, even the communion table will be laden with fruits. So all kinds of things are there. It's just pretty amazing to look at some of the things which can be there. And it's because we all go to office, we don't understand agrarian culture. What's that? And a lot of people, if we're Singaporean, we can build this, we all will probably die. Because no aircon. We cannot survive without aircon. No fan. Wow, very hot, huh? Well, depends on how you construct it. Listen, living in tents in those days was no fun. It was not. Do you know you have to make it in such a way that the tents that they built, the Bedouin built the tents in such a way, it's nice and cool. Now, I've read about it. I have never stepped into one. But I mean, they would say, listen, hey, this is pretty cool. How do you make it? So first layer, second layer, structure in this way, angle in that way. It's a lot of architectural engineering skills to get it right. So we have just imagined, just put a tarpaulina that's down there and that's it. You see, because we don't have the experience of it all, so we don't understand the meaning and the significance. But that's what it is. Okay? So those of you who've been to army and all that, you go down there, much of this lean-to is just hopeless stuff. I mean, seriously, you stand up too far, choo, finish already. And we just tell for the night, just, you know, we let it pass through, okay, and we're going to march. So it's nothing much. This one is serious. You got to be doing it properly with bearing in mind, this is the significance of it all. Okay, so tents, that's why you have Paul as a tent maker. How come he can make a living out of tent making? Of course he can. Supply. Because as long as people celebrate this, he's got a ministry there. So you mustn't think a tannery is a very smelly thing. Right? You've got to skin all the thing. You've got to shave all the hair away. You've got to go down there and then make sure you... And it shrinks underwater. If it shrinks, the whole thing will come down. So you got to kill the thing. It takes months of work to get any piece thing done. They don't have tarpaulin in those days. That's a modern day invention. It's all skin. Right? So you just imagine how much they were going, okay, how are we going to buy this skin? What kind of skin we can afford? Not everybody can afford the same quality. But it's going to be a national effort. So you mustn't think that tabernacles is easily celebrated. It's not. It's a lot of work. And it reminds us, don't take these things lightly. There's a lot of work behind success of any plan of God. Even Passover is a national effort. Right? So you've got to keep in mind all these things here. The threshing floor from your wine press. So this has to be after it's all done, you know. You got to get all these things for all the threshing floor already, wine press already, before you can celebrate it. Get all your work done first. Oh, I'm building the tabernacle. Nope. Go and do what you need to do first. Then build this. So it's a lot of extra work to put in. But that is the whole point of it all. When you look at the extra effort to put in, you begin to appreciate that God has to do a lot of work to look after us. I mean, now we wish it's all that simple. It's not. Right? So this is something that you need to look at very, very, very carefully. Okay? And then you shall rejoice in your feast. You, your son, your daughter, male servant, female servant, stranger, fatherless, widow, within your gates. It is very hard to rejoice when whole day you have labored to bring in all the, right? The wine press, you know, that's a lot of work. You think it's easy to jump 10,000 steps? Just try to jump on grapes. 10,000 steps, hook. Wow, why so long? It looks like 100,000. It's hard. Wine press. Right? And I don't know whether we understand how this works out. Collecting of wine, of grapes, when is it actually done in California? Usually. They have floodlights all over the place. It is always done in the middle of the night. What time? 3 o'clock. Quickly, before the sun is up, everything gathered. Nearest place to go and press the wine must be not too long because the grapes are spoiled. It affects the quality. Well, in those days, no such thing. You grab it, you run, you just running, okay, next one coming in, jump, next one coming in, get it all done. Rejoice. It is very hard to rejoice when the legs are crying out for rest. I mean, let's face it, it's not an easy thing to do, right? So then after that, I got to think, I got to go in, build this thing, I got to get the wheat in, I got to get the wine press, and these are only two of the crops. What about all the other things that need to be done? It's a lot of work to be done before you can celebrate. First, you put in the work, then you harvest, then rejoice, not rejoice first. It is very hard, till you have finished all your work, it's very hard to rejoice. Right? We'll rejoice later on, but let me finish what I need to finish first. And then you begin. All the energy and effort and all that is for a good reason. Don't take the Lord's blessings for granted. This is blood, sweat, tears. I mean, literally, this is a lot of work. And that is how it works. And then you can rejoice. Of course, you're poor, rejoice, because you see, remember Psalm 22, verse 26? The poor shall eat and rejoice. If only we can have that heart to understand, wow, this is something to rejoice in. But we don't know. We just really don't understand it because we are, okay, so your son, your daughter, male servant, female servant, the Levites, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow who are within your gate. This is not personal. Why do I get to look after so many? No, it's not. It's a lot of work. Right? So this is something that we need to look at. You know, a story is told of an Indian man. You know, and You know, every time that they have a feast, the rich man will have a feast at the end of harvest. But he's a poor man. He only works enough to have enough food. He works for his food every day. And some days he will climb up a tree. He's hungry. Then you look and see how the rich man will eat. And a whole bowl of rice, big bowl of rice, beautiful, pure, white, fluffy rice. And his mouth drool. He has never eaten that. So he just longs for it. So one day the master said, Would you like to have this? He said, yes. Do you know? It takes a lot of work to fight. I will work for you. I work for you a whole year if you give me one bowl of rice like that to eat at the end of the harvest. The man said, of course. You work for me. And he was a hard worker. He worked very hard a whole year through. And then there it is. And finally, he earned that bowl of rice. He was so happy just to think of it. And along the way, there came a monk and said, would you feed me? Now, he worked a whole year for it. But in his, let's call it Dharma, not karma, Dharma. In other words, I have to do it. Karma is what you do and they come back to you. Dharma is your code. If you see a medical monk, your first duty is to feed the person, not yourself. So the rich man watched him from upstairs. He's worked a whole year for one bowl of pure, beautiful rice. Here comes, what will he do? And he said, please take it. And the rich man said, what did you do? He said, yeah. That's what we mean. The poor Levite, the widow, the others. Right? Now, the Levite is not going to do this work of harvesting and all that. What is his work? It's to teach law, to guide people, to help people. His work is not in the fields. The widow, she can't work like Naomi. How? You are dependent upon others. Remember, this is the time to be generous. So Tabernacles is not just living in tents. Many people think, oh, now we are experienced of suffering. No. Right? So you must understand, it is a climax of a whole harvest, sowing and then reaping, and it's all done, gathering in, everything is done. Okay, now what do? In the meantime, the house is built to remember all these things, all from the Lord's goodness. And don't forget the others. This is a lot of commitment, you know, a lot of things to think about. That's why whenever we celebrate our anniversary, it's always good to remember the others who are less fortunate. Let's do it. Even if there are a few. And that's important so that we never forget the principle of looking out for the widows, the fatherless, those who really, really can't afford any of these things here. The fatherless, the widow who are within you. Now, the Levite cannot work. The stranger is a stranger. He may not be able to enter into your harvest. Right? I mean, this is absolutely important for us to understand, and it is really, really a great challenge. The fatherless, the widow who are within your gates. So if you all celebrate, all the rich people celebrate, the poor are going to die. How? Well, I don't have a harvest field. I'm a widow. What do I have? I'm a stranger. I got no work. If I'm daily wage, I got no work. Right? So I'm daily, I know, Sandy, I got no job, help me. Sorry, like you. then you are not celebrating in the spirit of celebration. Right? So while you celebrate, while you rejoice, I know you're going to think I'm the Levite, you know. I've been teaching the whole year through, and then here I come to your house. And then you say, sorry, nah, this week no teaching. Then I'll be looking at your bowl of rice longingly and looking at your wine goblet when I am just licking my chops. Now, you have to remind, remember, you have to, while the Lord may bless you with success, please think of, you know, people who are the Levites, the strangers, the widow, the other people who are not going to be in the same category. Right? Some people hate that they have to pay taxes. Some people got nothing to pay. They don't even have enough to pay anything. So, you know, just something to thank God for. I think this is something that we never cease to think about. Okay? 7 days you shall keep a sacred feast. You just imagine. I mean, this is holiday time. Now, if you ever have been in America and on a Christmas day, you think, never mind, let's go out for a Christmas meal. You'll find all the shops closed. Now it's opening. Now they're following the Chinese. Now open. Now, last time, you couldn't. Now, I remember having to travel on a near Christmas, and you know what? The hotel people, the Chinese people, why? You don't understand. So they went to the kitchen and got some sandwiches. You poor thing, you. But this is rural America. They will actually do that. But in cities, they can't be bothered with you. Sorry, that's not how it works. Right? So this is something that we need to understand. So this feast is not only about you, your family, because God has blessed you. In the blessing that God has given to you, remember those who don't have. There we go. So we have a list of, okay, whom should I look after? Okay, the widow, there's a stranger, there's a Levite, those and so on and so forth. Right? So this is actually a very, very wonderful way to celebrate. Never forget other people who may not be as fortunate as you are to go and keep all these things which are there. Okay? So 7 days you can seek with sacred feast of the Lord, and because the Lord your God will bless you with all your produce and all the work of your hand, so you shall surely rejoice. Now, it's going to take a lot of faith to do this. Right? So this is something that you need to understand very, very, very carefully, how this is going to be done. Okay? Now, the only way to look at it is to go back to a little bit. This is only in summary. So we've got to go back to the book of Leviticus. It's your favorite book. Yeah. If you cannot sleep, this is the book you turn to, and you read and tell them, what is this? And it's a very difficult book, but actually it's a very challenging book to read. It's a book that gives you a lot of understanding. Okay, now remember, this would be the food and the fare of all Levites, you know. You better know your stuff, Levite. People will ask you, how? I also don't know. You cannot not know. You got to know your stuff. So this is very important. So there is your the Feast of the Lord. Okay, now this we have a whole lot of the Feast of Tabernacles. This is found in verse 33 down to the other end. So this is Deuteronomy 16, right? So then that one is very brief. This one is very full. So then we know which day has what. Otherwise, we really would be missing the point, right? So this is very important. 16, 13 to 17. Okay, but this is the fuller. Speak to the children of Israel. 15th day of the seventh month shall be the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days to the Lord. Seventh month Chinese, seventh month different. That's why we go Shangri-La, 7 months. That side, because 7 months, nobody wants to go to have any wedding there. So we always can book the place, no problem. So our 7 months is quite different. Our understanding of 7 months is absolutely important. Well, let's take a look very carefully. Okay? Yeah. Okay, holy convocation. No, you shall do no customary work on it. Oh, that we see. That we say. So if you are a stranger, you are Levite, you want to look for food out there, you're not going to get anything. No work. No customary work. No vendors. Right? So will there be a pasar malam somewhere? No. Will there be a hawker center? No. Nothing will be open because it is meant to be a holy convocation week. I mean, this is really, really, really tough, right? So that's something that we need to look at very carefully, right? So here we go. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to the Lord. All right, on the eighth day you shall have holy convocation. So on the first day, there we go. Now that's one of the first day, that's holy convocation. They will come together for worship. It's a beautiful thing when people actually come together for a whole purpose of worship. We should look forward to it rather than, three times a year I got to go to. Hey, listen, they got to make a pilgrim journey to Jerusalem, you know. I was driving to Shangri-La, so tired. See, what's wrong? See, our heart, our spirit. So this is very important. We got to vigorously keep at it. If we don't, you're tired. Look, if we're too tired to worship the Lord like that, we have no reason to live anymore on this earth. Okay, you're not very tired. Come home now. Come home. Okay. Listen, don't let the Lord. Okay, this one, Elizabeth, very tired. I better come home. Finish. No, I'm not ready. No, I want to go. Yeah, I'm going. I mean, it must be there. Otherwise, we'll be tired already all the time, worshiping, serving the Lord, preparing this, we're tired. Why should we be tired? Remember, this is end of harvest. Everybody is looking for it. No, worship. What's the best cure for tiredness? Worship. Not TV. You go around there, you fall asleep. No, I mean seriously, the best thing to do is to look at the whole idea. Holy convocation is the best thing we could have. What a joy this is, right? So this is holy convocation. First day, there shall be holy convocation. Okay, no customary work. Whatever you are doing, stop. Give it a break. Very hard, but there we go. You see the whole idea? Half the time I'm thinking, well, I must get this done. Then where is the worship? Stop! Now, that's what it is. Right? So this is important. In Ireland, there was a ban on Good Friday. No pubs open, no liquor to be sold Good Friday. It was overturned last year. So they said to the ex-chancellor, exchequer, do you know how much you can make out of it? One day liquor sold. 8 figures. One day. Revenue from it, wow, several million. You're going to lose it, right? So something that has been there for over 100 years, overturned, gone. That's it. And it's now no more. It's just any other day. So those are little things. So the Lord, man, this one is tough. You keep, 1 week. Some people think, wow, 1 week, all the money gone. Some people lose money. That's how tough it is. Wow, that is important. The late Mr. C.K. Tang, he would never open C.K. Tang on Sunday. Until he passed on and then his son took over. Then they wrote a letter to explain why they must open. On a sale day, one Sunday, how much will C.K. Tang make on people visiting on Sunday? 3 million. One day. Retail. Times 52 Sundays. And Mr. C.K. Tang says, no such thing. Worship is worship. He held the fort until he passed on. Now, those are pretty startling figures. On a big sale day, how much will they bring in? This is like Black Friday after Thanksgiving. You just imagine, how much can you bring in? People shop on one day, Friday after Thanksgiving. You guess. Billions. Wow, that's what it is. First day, official, Christmas shopping begins on Black Friday. That's why I call it Black Friday. In one day sale, that single day sale will make up for 3 months' profit. on a single day. So if you were to shut on that Sunday, that loss is serious loss. Now, so this is a law, no customary work. And this guy actually kept it for as long as he was alive. You look at some serious calculation here. Well, Lord, is it? That's not interesting. We will honor the Lord and we will worship the Lord. So they wrote to the pastors and wrote on to me, and he says, well, we are now the other partners. It's no longer just the Tang family owning Sikhe Tang. It's a public thing now. So now we have no choice. We have to do this. But we will give off to anybody who wants to worship on Sunday. But the shop will open every day. Just take time off. See, that's a signal difference. Over here is customary. No customary work. Now, it's going to be a big loss. At least in your mind, loss. You will have to exercise faith that God will make up the difference. It's not a loss. Worship of the Lord is not a loss. Giving time to serve the Lord is not a loss. Setting aside the, see this question of what we mean by loss. Right? Money is one part. Blessings of the Lord, that is another. You can have a lot of money, and in Perth last week was really, that week is this is the most horrendous week I've experienced, that week. Not because only the rain, it was very bad rain. It was cold, it was miserable, everyday driving rain. And from the sea, the waves were 15 meters high. That's a real, real, real tough thing here. And then the news, have very dismal news. It was one daughter who was left out of the will from her mother. So all the siblings had something she didn't have. How dare you destroy my life? I will destroy yours. So he pushed the mother down. The mother had a concussion and she died. And she called up for ambulance. Yes, I regret I did it, but I did it. Mother died. Case number one. Whole week, there were at least 5 murders like that. One father shot all the children who are disabled with a gun, shoot everybody. Children, wife, finally himself. That's pretty scary stuff. Murder number 2. Whole week was like that. Somebody killed somebody else, somebody killed somebody else, and all within the family. What's happening? Now, no matter what it is, and of course, that multi-millionaire James Packer just quit from 22 companies that he owns. He gave up all it up. He says, I am, because of mental illness, so I emotionally distraught. I don't want to do it, and it's out. Just like that. Just 50 years old. Right? So this is Crown Casino, the big hotel that they have, the chain that they have, plus a lot of other companies that he actually hates. He quits all of them. He says, I quit. Of course, shareholder, he owns the whole lot. But that was it. He's gone. See, his blessing is not just money. You can be a multi-billionaire, you can lose your mind, it's nothing. Where you got? You don't know. Right? So this is important. So there is the Lord's word to everybody. This is Leviticus 23. Okay, first day you shall have a holy convocation. Then 7 days you shall make an offering by fire to the Lord. On the 8th day you shall have holy convocation. The idea, the sacred assembly. No customary work. Wow, can you do that? Now that's not easy. See, most of us don't get very tired, you know, this and that. We should. This is something that we need to look at very, very carefully. Why should we do that? Now, young people like the songs of Laura's story. Right? Now, you should read about her life. Don't read about the myth and the truth that she puts at the end of each chapter. Her book is entitled, When God Doesn't Fix It. Now, the myth and the truth part of it, not so great, not so. But her life itself is worth reading. So she had a husband, married for less than 2 years, brain tumor. From then onwards, it's been very, very heartbreaking journey to look after the husband, totally dependent upon what clothes to wear, what time to get up, how to eat, go and brush teeth, stop now. Otherwise, you're brushing non-stop. Keep brushing, brushing, doesn't know when to stop. And that's how it was. It was a very, very tough ride. And yet, all the songs that she wrote, everyone is about God, about up, it's an upbeat thing here. See, this is what we mean by, would we just focus on the Lord and let Him give us the blessing and we trust Him for that. And that is not easy. That's why every worship has got to be such that it is just uplifting. That's what we need to look at very, very carefully. Okay, and then we go, of course, look at all these things here, 40, okay? On the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep them for 7 days. First day, a Sabbath rest. On day, the Sabbath rest. That's what we holy convocation. That's the whole idea. You shall take for yourself on the first day of the fruit of beautiful trees, branches of palm trees, the boughs of leafy trees, willows of the brook. You shall rejoice before the Lord for 7 days. So you're going to cut down. So Lord, after the harvest, when after the harvest, you're just tired, I want to rest. Nope. That's where you begin to do it. So it's if you like it, no, I like the smell of something newly cut. You better know how to cut, because the tree can die, you know. You cut wrongly. You chop it. Hi, you chop it, and you don't know how to do it. You can destroy the tree. We better know your stuff. But it's a lot of work to put in. Okay, so at the end of it all, and this is offerings made by fire. Offerings made by fire, you cannot partake of it. It's gone. It's burnt offering. Some types of offering you can take. Some of the offerings you can't. This one is totally given to the Lord. Right? And then, of course, there are the offerings. You shall rejoice in the Lord. And this is important for us to ask ourselves, how can we do this? It's very hard. Okay, you shall rejoice. Okay, ready now? Rejoice. It's like children. Smile. And then go back. It's not. How do you tell the person to rejoice? And it's possible only if it is in the Lord. And I mean, we've almost lost the art of rejoicing. Okay? So if we have a nice bowl of whatever it, oh yeah, I'm rejoicing. And then you're no good. Then our face literally falls. Oh, why is it so expensive? Why did you do that? Come on, this is childish. Learn to rejoice. I mean, at the end of it all, what should I do? At the end of harvest. I remember when I went to Sarawak, and they have end of rice season. So I said, well, we are celebrating, you know, like this. I said, really? Okay, tell me what you do. He says, well, after we harvest the rice, we make rice wine. And what do? We get drunk. Would you like to get drunk with us? No. That's not what it is. By the way, there's the latest beer coming up. Homebrew. You know what it is? It's recreational marijuana beer. Latest invention. Not yet out, but already some people like it. He says, but it's very good. No hangovers. Guaranteed. In 10 minutes, you will be intoxicated. But no hangover. What are you doing? And they've just invented this new brew. In some places, they allow, right? In Canada, they allow this recreational marijuana thing here. Don't try it in Singapore. You will end up in jail. This is important. I was in Perth, traveling, and there was a courthouse. Right? And there was this lady and this man outside the courthouse, on the steps of the courthouse. And there was the guard watching them. And they were, I mean, you'd look at it, you know this one's a junkie. Obvious. She couldn't even stand straight. And she was just trying to, and they was trying to, the man was trying to give her a smoke so that she become a little bit sick. And you know, she couldn't find the cigarette. I mean, it's right in front of you, lady. And then, why, your poor girl. I mean, it was really, really sad. She couldn't even see what was it. She couldn't even stand up straight, skinny like anything. And then when I called someone, I asked Chris, hey, how come they're not arrested? This in front of the courthouse, you know. In Singapore, you go courthouse, you loiter around, the guard will ask you, you know, well, you know what this place is not. I've seen them chase people away. In Singapore. Hey, what are you doing here? Loitering around. This is a courthouse, you know. You understand or not? Okay. Because I remember I had to bring somebody to the courthouse to get something stamped on there. And they really take it seriously. So I was wondering, how come you don't do that? Don't worry about it. Because if you book that fellow, your superiors will have your height. Why you waste our time on things like that? I've seen them. I've seen people fight on the street. The policeman standing by. Wait until they knock themselves out, then they come and arrest them. They don't want to risk because there is no personal insurance coverage for them if they get injured. So go and knock yourself silly. I'll come by and bring the wagon and put you in. After you don't know what's happening. And I say, you serious? He said, yeah, but that's standard procedure. But this is something that we need to look at. We are meant to rejoice in the Lord. Holy convocation. Let's look forward to worshiping of the Lord. The Lord has been good to us 1 year. We don't have tabernacles, but we have the idea of worship. I mean, we worked so hard at the whole year through, right? Now we come to anniversary. This is our 7 months. You may not realize that we are picking the 7 months for good reason. This is to match the Jewish Hebrew 7 month too. So we don't care about the Chinese 7 month. This is 7 month too for the Jewish calendar, and the Chinese calendar about the same, you know. Okay, so it's not the Gregorian calendar as we know it. So it's really more the weather that we're looking at, the moon and the sighting. That's what it is, same. Right? So this is what we are looking at. So you shall rejoice. And this is on the eighth day, this is what, you know, again here. So it must be, you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. Now you ask yourself, how many of us know how to rejoice for 7 days? You try. Try to, okay, this is anniversary week. Rejoice from Monday, Sunday to Sunday. You try. Very hard. The MRT breakdown, wow. Your doctor appointment meets, right? You get a little tip with your friend, you try, rejoice. It's harder than you imagine. Where's the joy? I mean, the Lord has to tell him, okay, be happy, okay? Like Chinese New Year, you know? You must tell him, you must be happy. Cannot be sad. Cannot speak bad words. Cannot be angry. Whatever you do, you know, be the whole year like that. True. Many, many stories told. Right? So there was this story told of a person, you know, old man came along and he asked for food. And, get out from my, I think, this is not a, what do you think? If I give you all my food, I'll be poor like you. Get out. So this old man went to a house, very humble house. And he said, okay, listen, I don't have much, but I'm going to share with you whatever rice I have. The man was very happy. Thank you very much. And then he gave her a blessing. Whatever you do, the first thing you do tomorrow morning, the whole day you will be done. So he just left. He didn't know what was that all about. So the morning she needed to go to take some money to buy something from the market. She had very little left. So the first thing she did was to go and look into the little place where she kept my money, and then she took it out. Hey, the moment she took, hey, another one there. Hey, another one there. Right? Another one there. Whole day through, she was just picking money up from the whole day until the sunset. Wow, she was from poverty, became a wealthy person. So neighbor said, ayo, why did that? So we quickly tell daughter, go and look for the old man. Go and call him. Tell him, come to my house. We will. The man couldn't understand. You chase me away, now you welcome me. Okay, I might as well enjoy myself. I like some breakfast. Lunch too. Dinner too. Wow, it's very good food, eh? I stay for the night. Then breakfast, lunch, dinner. Whole week. Then are you willing to give me the blessing? You remember the one you gave to? Just one meal, you gave us such a blessing. I've been feeding you 1 week. What's my blessing? So after a while, the man was time to go. Okay. Whatever you do, same thing. Right? The whole day you will do. So happy. So she went to the thing here, and then it was a bit dusty. She began to sneeze. Then it's gone. Whole day sneeze and sneeze and sneeze and sneeze and sneeze and sneeze. Whatever you do, for the first thing you do this morning, whole day you'll be doing it. So it backfired. That's not how it works. When the Lord blesses, it is going to be based upon our faith. Whatever. So this is all ordered. Right? Whole year through, the Lord will bless you. Can we take time out to rejoice in the Lord or not? No, I got to go, I got to go. Hey, I got to go and worship 1 hour. After that, I got to go back to my work. Why? You know, time is money. Must make money. What? Take time out, rejoice in the Lord, focus on the Lord, worship the Lord. I think that is absolutely vital that we need to. And so this was a lesson that needed to be learned. Okay? First day, 8 day. Sabbath. Don't forget this. Right? And then you're going to live in there, 23:41. Don't forget this. This is how you're going to live. You shall dwell in booths for 7 days. All who are native Israel shall dwell in booths, that your generation may know that I made them dwell. I am the Lord your God. Wow. Now this is very important. So they have to go native. Not so easy. Right? So same with a lot of people who went to with missionaries from, they went to Japan. Listen, dress like the Japanese. Go to India, dress like the Indian. You cannot wear your Victorian clothes and live down there hot like anything. Nope. Now we go simple dressing. And that's how it is. You shall live like, you will remember. Then why you do that? Well, it's time to explain. Right? Why are we having this? Time to explain. How? Why should we worship the Lord? Time to explain. That's what we want. So the next generation will understand why we worship the Lord. That's why anniversary is so important. The Lord has blessed us 1 whole year. Well, let's rejoice in the Lord, holy convocation, and then really rejoice in the Lord as we should. For 7 days. We can't even last 1 day. Oh no, but eating time, after we eat, all day, I'm very tired, go home and then sleep. We've lost the whole joy and the art of worship. I mean, seriously, I mean, we don't know how to enjoy worship anymore. We should be, yeah, let's go for it. Well, that's something that we need to look at very, very carefully. Okay, so this is important for us to understand, that the generation may understand and appreciate this thing here. All right, then of course, then the application of it all is there. And so absolutely important. Right? So these are challenges. And 3 times a year, they must do this. No joke, no. It's quite a challenge. So we read, you read the Songs of Ascents and all that, making the pilgrim journey from 120 to 134. 15 Psalms. So a lot of things to think over. Okay? I live far away, tents of Kedar, Mesek, no good. The Syrian border. I must go nearer than that. Let's go to the house of the Lord. I will lift up my eyes, 121. 139, my eyes will lift to the Lord, not just to the hills. So progression, bit by bit. I was glad when they say, let's go to the house of the Lord, let's worship. Looking forward to worship. That's how you look at the progress of it all. It's just really, really wonderfully significant if we know how to apply it. Then the whole idea of worship will come alive. Are we looking forward? Oh, anniversary time again. Huh? Yeah. See, that tiredness is to me pretty scary. Jadedness. Why? Why so tired already? I mean, are we ready to die already? If we are not ready to die, why are we so jaded? I mean, this is so, I mean, it's really, really sad. We just don't know how to bridge it. When we first step into a hotel, wow, everything good. Yeah, okay now. Everything is okay. No, nothing exciting anymore. The best thing to do is don't eat for a day. And they're going to, wow, this is really good. Yeah. Or work very hard for a day. You see, all the people who are serving, they wish they can eat. And then those who are eating, tired. No, I mean, this is to me a big danger because we're going that way. Don't allow this to happen. Let's make sure it doesn't happen. So this, within the next few weeks, let's stir up all the excitement. Please excite somebody. Are you coming? You know, come. Why are you not excited? You should be excited. Why even, why, what happened to the excitement? Get up and go. He got up and went. Why? We've lost it. I mean, I don't know. Why should we not? I mean, I don't even eat. And I'm excited and not eating. Why not? I mean, seriously, why? What happened to the old joy that is gone? It's gone, it's finished already. What happened to the joy? To me, that's a loss. The Lord has been good, the Lord has blessed. The least I can do is push the R button, rejoice. Of course, why should we not? Right? Now, this is something that we heard that Elizabeth's team on there went to Wales and sang and got first prize. Whoa! Not that you were the only singer, but at least we rejoiced with you, through you, to the whole team. Wow, our joy, our pride, wow. Good thing you didn't have us because we were spoiling. You know, but it is so good to go to Wales and sing there. Wow, that's really quite something. It's just such a joy to be able to see this thing. I mean, this is something we all really ought to rejoice in, and why not? Right? And why not? I mean, this is something we really want to thank God for. Don't lose the whole idea of worship, convocation. This is what we're doing. It's a convocation. Right? So this is important. We're coming together. Let's not get tired of it. Let's do this convocation with joy within our hearts. Well, next week will be in Myanmar. You know, for them, it's simple food. They're so happy just to have simple food. Yeah, we're jaded. Jadedness is spiritual. You watch. The spiritual strength and joy and faith is affected adversely already. That is something I don't want to let happen. Why should it happen? Right? Why should it? The Lord has been good. And any day, sometimes you read the reports of people. You know, this man has been living near the Ganges all his life. He's lived there 70 years of his life. He says, aren't you tired? He says, anybody who is tired of Mother Ganges is tired of life. Dung, float, dead body. I'm serious. There are all sorts of dead stuff flowing. Hey, sacred. No, not dead, sacred. And go down there and bathe. Go down there and have bath. I don't know how they survive, really. And go down there and, wow, this is nectar. Are you serious? But you see, this is the what, it keeps them going. So sometimes you read about things like that. And you begin to realize that sometimes maybe we've lost it. Don't lose it. Gain it back. Where is the joy? Rejoicing in the Lord. Don't lose it. Find that joy, whatever it is. If I can play the flute, I would be blowing all upside down. I cannot. I can only listen and wow. If I were playing the drum there, I would be banging it left, right, center. You'd be sipping me, jumping. I cannot. The Lord restricts me. Like David, I would be dancing before the Lord. You know what? I would be even worse than you imagine as before it is before the Lord. What would I? I wouldn't dance before the Lord. You see, that's the joy of it all. He was dumbing, you know, wow, praise the Lord, jumping here and there. Listen, there's reason. Look, nobody died. And that was wonderful already. The first time, whoa, what happened? Well, it's very dangerous stuff. Yes, it is. How dare you touch the ark of the Lord? Okay, now let's get it done. Wow. 8 steps. Stop. Wow. Nobody died, right? Good. Let's rejoice. Praise the Lord. So much to thank God for. And it was a journey, wow, of just joy. Don't lose that joy, no matter what. There's so much to rejoice in. You see all those lines? There's character, not lines. Ah, see? Live right now. What's all the white hair? Wisdom, not white hair. That's how we should look at it, right? I mean, there's hair. Now there is this little baby, 7 month baby old with full of hair on all the head. It was saying a Japanese little baby. Wow, nothing but hair. You know? It's just like gollywog, like whoa, all over the place. And it's an internet sensation. Wow, look at that. I mean, really, that's okay. I mean, if we don't have, it's never mind. At least go ahead. I mean, if only we can just really, really learn how to rejoice in the Lord. Why not? And don't forget the strangers. Don't forget. Bring some people and say, wow, really? Yes. Let our joy be palpable, visible. Something you feel. Something that is real. Something that is absolutely just going to just keep your heart alive. I think that would be great. Right? That's how to celebrate. So you just imagine, harvest, jump around on grapes, harvest field, if you are, depending on what I'm usually one or two, seldom cut and then jump. Usually, one big thing, you work like crazy, the end of it all is successful, you thank God. Right? You just really, really thank God. Wow, rejoice. And how do you find the joy? It's just there. I think it's something that we don't want to take for granted. Right? So this is something that we want to. So in the Trump and Rouhani war of words right now, that they were displaying, you know, the Iranians, how the Shah of Iran, we always think Shah of Iran is a good man. He's a tyrant. And then when he, you know, in 1969, thereabouts, he was deposed. It was tough. The whole thing turned apart. And they have never forgotten that day as a day of liberation. That it's going to be a really serious challenge. See, this is the weakest, they were oppressed. Now they have freedom, whatever it is. I mean, it's something that, you know, every country should understand and appreciate and enjoy. But that's what we are looking at. But let's enjoy what we have. Right? So, Singapore is so happy. It is now you listed by UN as a Singapore Mediation Center. Wow. Not Meditation Center, Mediation Center. So the word Singapore was used to describe. Wow, we were so happy. $20 million is to buy that name there. So United Nations, okay, now Mediation Center, Singapore Mediation, whoa. Just to earn that title, you know, it's so hard to earn. So now everybody's happy. I mean, we've lost the joy for everything. Everything, ho-hum. Same old. We've lost the sense of joy that we had. Wait, what should we? Right? The joy of it. When we catch a first spider, wow, it's lost now. We've lost it. I made my kite and it flew. Made my own kite and it flew. Whoa! And I used 3 reels, you know, wow, not enough, went up there, and then it rain came, you know, and then lost that kite, and never made another one. But it was just wonderful. It was a crude kite, but, you know, it flew. It's better than Charlie Brown's. You know, lots of the little things that we've forgotten how to be happy about. We should now. The Lord's blessings is far, far greater, 1,000 times greater. And we don't know how to rejoice. I mean, to me, look at how the Lord has blessed us. We don't know how to rejoice. We should never lose the joy of it all. And what's the best place to rejoice? Worship. Really, the best form of rejoicing has got to be seen in worship. That's why, holy convocation, first and last. Right? First, convocation, prayer. Second, convocation, worship. Go ahead. In between, rejoice. Why not? And that's what we should look at. Okay? Well, let's pray together.
Our Father, we pray that you will help us to learn how to rejoice before you. From our heart, from our soul, from the deepest being, the innermost part of our being. We pray that you will help us to understand and appreciate this. We pray that you will help us to look forward to rejoicing, reflecting on you, how good you have been to us for all these years. Father, teach us how to return to you. That worship, that joy, that should reflect our understanding and appreciation of who you are to us. Teach us how to do this. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, we'll see you week after. Next week, we won't have... Okay? Thank you.